From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The Islamic State has taken credit for two deadly bombings Friday. Both attacks targeted Shiite mosques and came even as Iraq's vice president questioned the effectiveness of U.S.-led airstrikes against the Islamic State. One blast in the eastern Saudi Arabian government of Qatif killed at least 19 people. A second near a mosque in the Yemeni capital Sana'a wounded 13, adding to the growing number of casualties outside Islamic State's usual geographic targets in Syria and Iraq. Meanwhile, Iraq's vice president Iyad Alawi said that he has asked Iraqi leaders to form a strategy in the face of what he sees as a failed air campaign that is not controlling the militant group's growth. President Barack Obama has reaffirmed the U.S. commitment to Israel's security and stressed that Iran must not, under any circumstances, be allowed to get a nuclear weapon. During a visit to one of Washington's largest synagogues Friday, Mr. Obama said the framework agreement reached last month has already halted or rolled back parts of Iran's nuclear program.
I'm interested in a deal that blocks every single one of Iran's pathways to a nuclear weapon, every single path. A deal that imposes unprecedented inspections on all elements of Iran's nuclear program so that they can't cheat. And if they try to cheat, we will immediately know about it and sanctions snap back on.
Negotiators from Iran and a group that includes Britain, China, France, Russia, the United States, and Germany have been working against a June 30th deadline for a final agreement based on their framework accord to scale back Iran's nuclear program in exchange for sanctions relief. This is VOA News. U.S. and Cuban officials meeting in Washington have failed to reach an overall agreement on reopening embassies and fully reestablishing diplomatic relations after a break of more than 50 years. But the State Department's Roberta Jacobson said she remained optimistic that negotiations will conclude, but the two sides still have a few things that need to be ironed out.
This round of talks was highly productive. We will persist, inspired by the conviction that engagement and not isolation are the keys to moving forward.
Both Jacobson and her Cuban counterpart, Josefina Vidal, said the functioning of the embassies was a focal point in this round of talks. Vidal said while there is no announcement of an overall agreement, negotiators continued to make progress. This week's talks were the first high-level engagement between the two countries since President Obama and Cuban President Raul Castro met during the April summit of the Americas in Panama. An outbreak of cholera has killed 29 Burundian refugees who fled to Tanzania to escape political unrest at home. The UN Refugee Agency said Friday that two Tanzanians have also died in an outbreak that has affected 3,000 people in the Kagunya area near Lake Tanganyika. Officials have brought in clean water, medicine, and other supplies to halt the outbreak. The president of the Boy Scouts of America said Thursday that the youth organization must end its ban on gay adult leaders to reflect social, political, and judicial changes in the United States. Robert Gates, who served as Secretary of Defense in the Bush and Obama administrations, said that we must deal with the world as it is, not as we might wish it to be. He was speaking at the organization's annual meeting in Atlanta, Georgia. Gates said dozens of states are passing laws that protect employment rights on the basis of sexual orientation. He warned that a failure to change what he called an unsustainable position may lead the courts to order a change. The head of the U.S. Central Bank says that she expects the Federal Reserve to start raising key interest rates at some point this year. U.S. Fed Chair Janet Yellen told a business group in Rhode Island on Friday that she expects the economy to continue improving, ending the need for record low interest rates. The Federal Reserve slashed interest rates to nearly zero 6 years ago to bolster the economy in the midst of recession. Falling unemployment and modestly rising growth will eventually mean that the stimulus will no longer be needed, with the central bank allowing interest rates to rise toward their historic averages. For more on these stories, visit our website. I'm David Byrd.
That's the latest world news from VOA.